Hey, what's up, everybody? It's myself. I'm here at Revive Nutrition. You guys always see me posting on social media, always on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, posting that me and Little B, which is my son, Aiden, we're always going to go work out. We do a little bit of, it's like a CrossFit training type, but mainly working out, getting fit, being healthy. And right now, I got... I'll let you introduce yourself, right? Who are you?
What's up, everybody? Well, my name's Andres, you know, straight from Albuquerque. And, you know, just, you know, I love working out here with Brian and his son. So, you know, like I said, my name's Andres, here from Revive, you know, ready to share with y'all.
Yeah. And just like I said, I always tell them, like, right there on 4th and I-40, that's like the best directions to give to everybody.
Yeah, so if you are coming from the east or from the west, you can catch us, you know, on any exit. But we're right on 4th, one block away from the Wex. 4th and Haynes is the actual street crosses. So if you can't find us, just look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. And I'm telling you, you can, like, just find the location and it'll take you right to it.
If you can, let the listeners know why do you do what you do? Why do you come here every day? Why do you? Because you're always motivating me. You're always motivating me to stay healthy and stuff like that. So why do you do it?
So the whole reason why I actually do it is because I wasn't good at eating breakfast. So I got into my nutrition, and I was coming to my sponsor's club, and I was just getting my nutrition. So I started with that, and then they had workouts, and that is. Got me motivated to just be even healthier. And then after that, I just got into just doing, like, in the business. And, you know, it's been great. You know, I love what I do. I love to help people, whether they want to lose, gain, or maintain, or just live a healthier lifestyle, or even earn some income. That's what I do. Been doing this for 7 years, and, you know, I can't change it for nothing.
Yeah, and I've been coming here for, like, a few years now.
Yeah, Brian has 4 years plus coming here, and I'm telling you, it's always a good workout, you know, and, you know, you always leave with a good sweat.
With a good sweat, yeah. For some reason, since the day I started to now, I sweat more. Why do I sweat more?
Because we're getting you to burn that fat. You're working every part of your body, so I'm telling you, when you come and you come work out with us, you're going to work every part of your body, so that's why you leave breaking that sweat and shirt wet.
What do they say, like, when you sweat, it's your muscles crying or something?
It's your fat crying.
Your fat crying, that's
because,
right.
Because, you know, you're burning it out.
All right. And one last thing here at Revive, what classes do you give to people what's the best way? Like, what fitness classes do you have throughout the day, throughout the week?
So all week we got Dance Fit. You guys know it's just... you know, dancing, having fun, Monday through Friday at noon, and then also we have it at Dance Fit Monday through Thursday at 6, and also we have our fit camps that Brian's always here, which is at 5:15 Tuesdays and Thursdays, and also on Saturdays at 8 a.m. So you don't want to miss it.
Mondays and Wednesdays
is the actual day for the classes that Brian comes, so you don't want to miss those fit camps, Mondays and Wednesdays.
You want to introduce yourself?
Hi everyone, my name is Natasha. I am an owner here with Andres. I've been doing the business for 7 years, and I'm so excited, and we love to have Brian a part of our community, and we love to have more of you guys.
Yeah, and yeah, they always see me posting everything on social media from working out, and the best way to describe it when I tell people is, like, it's like a CrossFit, you know, like you use your own weight and you're doing different workouts.
Yes, definitely. Every level, every shape, size, everybody is welcome. So
everybody.
Yes.
Just a little while ago, I seen some people walking in with the yoga balls.
Oh yes, that's a new class called Cardio Drumming. So it's a brand new class. We just brought it, and it's cardio drumming. So it's a lot of toning and cardio. It's a very, very fun class, but easy. Every level is definitely able to do this class.
Yep, awesome. And I don't know if you guys can hear, but the music in the background is Zumba going on.
Yes. Yes, we have dance band going on right now at 6 p.m.
And they're getting down, they're breaking a sweat. So if y'all are into doing some dance fit, breaking sweats, whether fit camp, dance fit, let's get it.
All right. Any last words you guys want to finish off with?
Just come check us out. Come see us. Come have fun with us. And we'd love to get to know you. And we would love to have you a part of our community.
Awesome.
And if you guys also have any goals, you know, that's what we're here for. So, like, we hope to see you guys here. Let's have some fun. And we hope to meet you guys someday.
Yeah. All right. Awesome, guys. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
How's it going, everybody? It's myself, Mr. B. Hope you guys are enjoying your day, enjoying your week, getting whatever needs to be done, getting it done. That's right. And that was Alex from Revive Nutrition. He's him and his fiance, Natasha, down there giving advice, helping people reach their goals, diet goals, workout goals, plans, you name it. You need help? Go see them. Go check them out. You need some friends to work out with? Head down there and give it a shot. Give it a try. So, myself, I've been going to Revive for a few years now. And it's not every time, but I've always thought about why I keep going. Why, especially when I'm there, when I'm working out, why am I here? Why do I keep doing this? And the answer that keeps coming up is working out, is the environment. It's yes, I know at home you can probably blast your music, you can put on workout earphones and put the music that you like on and just work out at home. Some people can do that and some people can't. I've never really tried. I do small workouts at home, but not 45 minute intense workouts like we do at Revive. But I guess it's just the environment that you're in, that it keeps you going. And like I said, it's a 45 minute intense workout with a minute, I'd say three times. During that 45 minutes, three times, we get a minute break to get a drink of water, get a drink of our tea that they provide. So, but other than that, it's 45 minutes straight, nonstop. You keep working. You see other people working out, doing the same thing, and it just gets you motivated. Well, it keeps me motivated. Keeps me motivated to work out the whole 45 minutes. So, it's. And I like it just because it's not really weightlifting. You are doing CrossFit type workouts using your own body weight to do certain workouts. And you can do these workouts at home if you like Little B and I. We've been there for a while now, and we do know the workouts, and we probably could do it at home. But like I said, it's the environment. You get used to it, and it just keeps motivating you to do more and just to keep going. So I know some people that do some workouts at home, but they don't do it as intense or so many times a week. And if they were to go somewhere else, maybe they would be able to keep their workouts going, keep it intense. But yeah, so I like it. Little B likes it. We like the shakes that come after, and it is Herbalife shakes that they provide for people working out after the workout. So that the shakes are always good. And when I first started, I always used to make fun on social media saying that the only reason why I go to Revive is for the shakes. I don't go for the workout, so I go for the shakes. So I used to kind of kid around like that, because the shakes are good. It's really, really good shakes. Different flavors, a bunch of different flavors that you can choose from. But anyway, working out, it's great for everybody. You should work out as much as you can during the week, and it just keeps you healthy, stay healthy. And once you start working out, it opens up doors for some other things in your life as well. So I know you can't really think of it that way, but it really does. It really does. So I guess one small example is you do have a little bit more energy, and you know you're strong enough to do something later on that day, or you're able to put in a little bit more work later on, and you know that you are strong enough, and you have that stamina to do whatever that needs to be done, instead of going home and feeling like you need to work out and you need to do something, but you're just feeling a little bit lazy, your muscles aren't active, compared to when you've just done an intense workout and you can feel your muscles are, I guess active is a good word, you feel active, so you feel like doing something else. So that part, it opens up doors to some other things that you wouldn't think about. And I guess it just depends on what hobbies you have, or what you're wanting to do. We also go to Planet Fitness, Little B and I, after Revive. We get in another workout. Usually it's weights and running. And see, that's a different door that it's open for us, because at the beginning, just after Revive, we would be tired after that 45-minute intense workout. We would be tired, and we would just want to go home and just finish the day like that. But after we've kept going, we knew that we've gotten a little bit stronger and we want to do just a little bit more. So afterwards, we would head down to Planet Fitness, the one closer to home, and we would get in a second workout, which was good, and see something like that. So it working out, it just reveals some other options that you've never thought about, and it just enters your brain and enters your thoughts, and it just makes you feel good. And like I tell some people, it's good to feel. It feels good to feel the pain or the weakness, the soreness of your muscles, than rather feel like lazy or just not doing nothing, having that thought in your head like I need to do something, but I haven't done anything yet. So having that feeling is much better than having the other feeling of not doing anything at all. So it's been good. It's been good for little B and I, and encouraging Mrs. B to go. So the thing that she goes for is the Zumba, the dance fit. And I noticed from that interview, I kept saying Zumba. And afterwards, because they would correct me, they would say dance fit. So if you want to hear that again, what I say Zumba, and then Alex and Natasha says dance fit. So I guess dance fit would be the correct term to use, I think. I think they're the same. Zumba, dance fit. Maybe dance fit is more current than Zumba, I think. But anyway, dance fit. Mrs. B likes to go down there to do the dance fit workout session. And yeah, so this episode is fitness and staying healthy, and just trying to open some other doors that you're thinking that you might not be able to do, or you don't have time to do, and stuff like that. So hopefully in this episode, it gives you a little bit of encouragement to go out there and do something. Gives you a little encouragement to start something. So I found an article online, and there's some bullet points in here that tips, I guess, tips to stay healthy, to keep going, to stay active. And some of these I've said before to people. Others maybe have thought about it, but I'll go through a few, and hopefully it encourages you to grab a buddy, grab a partner, grab your grab your best friend and go hit up the gym or go hit up some club and do a fitness session. And if you're in Albuquerque, hit me up and maybe you can join little B and I and some other people down at Revive and do some 45 minute intense workouts. And the Dance Fit is an hour, and they do take water breaks in between it as well. So it's pretty much 45 minute intense workout and then an hour of Dance Fit. Through all the years that I've been there, I've never tried Dance Fit. Just putting it out there, people. Just putting it out there. So one of the tips, and these are from this article, it's from people that have actually gone through weight loss changes. So it's not just from any random people like Joe Schmo off the street. No, these are actual tips that either helped them keep going or got them started just because they've been through it, and they're not just saying this because they read it from somewhere else or they heard it from somewhere else. So, and the stuff that I talk about as well, the tips and advice that I say and give, I've also experienced it and just kind of passing it along to you guys. So the first one of the tips is start small. And this person says that I begin walking or jogging for 15 minutes a day. I worked up to 30 minutes and then increased it again. It was a very gradual process. And that is right. If you're starting, don't think that you have to do 30 an hour minute workouts. If you're on your own, you know what I mean? If you're, I guess there's different scenarios. If you're starting, I think this would be good if you're starting on your own. If you go home, you do what you have to do at home, and then that's it, and then your day is gone, then you have to look tomorrow starts again. But if you're looking, if you're a person that's looking for just some small window of fitness, a small window of working out, start small. Just like this person was suggesting, and I agree with, start small. Some tips. One tip that I gave in the past before was start with 10 minutes, but this person is saying 15 minutes. So you pick your small time to work out. But 10, 15 minutes, however you want to call it, 15 minutes a day, do something. Work out, run, Dance Fit, Zumba. There's apps, so technology even makes it a little bit easier to access all these workout plans, all these things that you can do and follow along with. So 15 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, time yourself, start. Once the 10, 15 minutes ends, stop. You don't have to continue more. Even if you feel like doing more, don't continue more, stop. And then the next day, do the same thing, 10, 15 minutes, stop. Once you get that rhythm going, once you get that feeling that you want to keep going more, then I'd say maybe after a few days or even after a week, increase your time. So let's say you did 10 minutes, then a few days later, increase it to 15 minutes, and then do that for a while, and then later on, increase your time, and you'll gradually increase just because you've gotten better and you're getting more used to working out and you want to do more. So that's the key thing right there, is wanting to do more, and that just helps you out by starting very, very small and then increasing. So even though maybe if you're already fit, you've already run before and you just haven't worked out in a long time, this would apply to everybody. Even if you run marathons last year and you haven't worked out since then, start today. Start today, not tomorrow, but start today. 10, 15 minutes, do your run, work out for 10 minutes, stop, and then do that next day over and over again, and you'll gradually increase your time, and you'll do more, and you'll feel much better. I like that tip. That's one of the things I like to let everybody know, and just start small. Next tip is Find a healthy meal you like and eat it all the time. This one I don't know too much about. So this person says, in college, I researched the food available in the dining hall to find the healthiest options, settling on a turkey sandwich on whole wheat bread with mustard. I ate that for most lunches and dinners, and I was so focused on achieving my goals that it didn't even feel repetitive. Yeah, that makes sense. You're so focused on wanting to get better, and you know you'll get better, that you just don't really think about what other food choices you want that are out there. And if you honk you too, wherever that honk was coming from. So sandwiches, maybe the first thing that comes on my mind is a Subway. If you've eaten Subway and that's the healthiest option for you right now, then I'm trying to picture eating a Subway every day, and then the thing that keeps driving me to eat Subway every day is getting that fitness goal, getting that healthy goal that I want. I guess I could see that. So just maybe not. Well, Subway would have a lot of options to choose from, and you wouldn't. You would probably, if you were to get tired of it, you would get tired of it sooner than you would by choosing one meal. So, yeah. And if you're making your own, then you could probably still do the same thing, choosing different meals daily that you make and sticking to that weekly. I guess that could work out. Yeah, that could work out. And then that goes the same thing for the food too. Maybe for a week, if you eat the same thing, same couple of things through the weeks, and then you'll want to do more. You'll want to eat something else. You'll want to eat a little bit healthier. Then you'll add that to your daily habit already, and then you've just made yourself a little bit better, healthier meal. Yeah, see? Opens new doors. Start something, and then you'll gradually improve on what you're doing at that point. So there it goes. There you go, people. Let's see. Let's go to this next one. Well, again, this is pretty much the same thing. Start with one small change, this person says. I realized that a lot of sugar and calories that I consume came from drinks, so I challenged myself to drink only water, no sugary drinks for 30 days. After just one successful week, I decided to add another challenge, to cut back on the carbs I was eating. When I did eat bread, I switched to wheat bread, and when I wanted rice, I used brown rice. Bam! Right there. That's one main topic, one main headline. Start small, no matter what it is. And then it'll gradually increase, and you'll gradually get better and better and better. So just like this person did, started with sugar, then moved on to food, and maybe now he's moved on to something else that he's gotten better at, gotten more productive at, and just made better for himself. And you could apply this to school and work as well. Doing something that you've never done, and then since you're putting that into your daily habit or your weekly habit, then you just increase on that, add on to that, then it just makes you a better person, better, more productive, more getting more workout. Yep. And that is all I shall say for this episode. This episode was all about fitness, working out, staying motivated, and the one thing, one goal, one advice, one tip that everybody should try. Start small, and then you'll gradually increase on that. And I do believe that as well. So let me know what you guys are thinking, your thoughts, your advice. And I will be back on the next episode. Alex will be back, and a few episodes down the line, just because the way what I told them was we can't do a whole episode with you explaining what Herbalife is, what you do, what workouts do you do, what workouts do you recommend, how did you start your club, what's your favorite workout, all these types of questions. There's so many questions that I could ask him, just because they've been doing it so long. Maybe ask him and his fiance Natasha, ask them some questions, and in a few episodes down the line, and it'll just lead to some more episodes with more people on the podcast. Can't fit everything into one episode, so we break it up into thousands of future episodes. If you're looking for some fitness gear, fitness workout stuff, head on over to rollingofftrackpodcast.com/deals. And every now and then I post some fitness equipment products up on the site, and you get 50, 60, 70, 80% off just using the code that I provide and using it at checkout on Amazon. So when you do check out those deals, check out some fitness stuff. And if you have any questions, all you have to do is just click that email address at the top, and it opens up your app to directly email me, and you can just ask a question or whatever you want to ask. So that email address at the top is for anything. It comes to me, and you can ask a tech question or deals question, fitness question, whatever question it is. So there's been some smart fitness watches that I've put up a few times. What else have I put up? I've posted some resistance bands. That's what they're called. I was trying to remember. Resistance bands. What else was there? There was quite a few. I try to put up some items, some fitness gear, fitness gadgets up on the site every now and then, just so people can know that it's there as well. So any questions, let me know, and thanks for listening, thanks for downloading, thanks for streaming. Find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com, and I will see you on social media. Have a good day, people. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I wanted to say. But have a good day. Keep working out. Stay healthy. Reach those goals, small steps at a time, and you'll gradually get better and better and better. Have a good one. See you next episode. Peace.